Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now, this is our holiday break-in song, but right now it's leading us to help you with our Supreme Santa Council. That sounded racist. It's the Christmas Gift Council. You tell us the scenario, we'll tell you what the gift should be. Let's start with Catherine in the Capital Region of New York. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very good. Tell us what the situation is that you need a gift idea for, and we will provide a cornucopia of options.
Okay. I am a surrogate who is currently pregnant, and I would like to get a gift for the intended parents.
Oh.
Something obviously baby-related, but I'm not exactly sure what.
How about the baby?
Well, it might be a skosh early.
How about
get him the baby in a heat lamp and say, see you later. I'll take the rest of the payment. I don't know if you're being paid. Sorry, I don't mean to imply that. Have you known the couple for a long time, or is it one of those like arranged deals?
We got matched up through an agency.
Okay.
So I didn't know them beforehand, but we've gotten pretty close.
Okay.
I actually consider the intended mother a really close friend of mine now.
That is awesome.
That's so
what a
cool
bond you will always have. Do you mind? I'm sorry to ask you other questions that aren't pertinent. Do you have children of your own?
I do. I have two.
And so you were really good at popping them out, and you're like, I could do that.
Like, I got room.
Yeah. I was like, this is easy. No problem.
I have a question.
So 22 weeks, do you know the gender?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Okay.
Has mom that you're caring for, has she ever been pregnant?
A couple of times. I think she had five miscarriages.
Rough go.
Okay. Man.
Okay.
Okay. What? And you would like a gift for the baby?
No, for the
baby related.
Baby related. Yeah. Okay.
I have 10 options for you.
10.
You could handwritten letter. Ultrasound frames, keepsake or memory book, customized jewelry, a spa or relaxation gifts, photography session, a personalized baby item, gift certificates, symbolic gifts, or homemade gifts.
That's all doable. Have you thought about like a professional picture of your undercarriage?
I don't know how appreciated
like
that
this
would
is,
be.
Like, this is the baby's first home. It's like the first door.
Yeah,
it's like
hang
the front
up a,
door.
A little country sign on it that says, bless this mess.
Yeah.
Oh, how about a dirt bike?
A snake. Make it a snake kid.
I think my 9-year-old might get upset that the dirt bike is going to someone else.
That's a good point.
Suck
what about
kid?
Okay, hear me out on this. This is going to sound pretty, like, derivative, but you've heard of Build-A-Bear, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can do those, and then you can put a little voice box inside where you record the voice. Like, I've done that for our kids before. And you could record the voice of you saying, "That is not your real mother."
No.
That'd be a fun little Easter egg, like when you find out, oh, hey, the Cloverfield monster's in the background.
I wonder, because Steve, the list that you gave us a moment ago started with a letter. And I think it would be really sweet if you wrote a letter to baby about how awesome mom and dad are, about how excited you are to do this for them, but then give it to mom and dad like as a gift. Like, look, I wrote this to your baby, but I want you to read it because it's what I feel about this experience with you. Maybe something like that.
That's a good idea.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
That and the Build-A-Bear, I think, would work really.
Yeah. And a picture of your cooter.
So if you
I mean, maybe if I change the sound on the Build-A-Bear to the heartbeat.
Yeah, that's probably a lot better idea. I was spitballing, so you got to, you know, cut me some slack. Not every idea is perfect like yours.
I was just helping you out. Okay. Just helping you out.
Catherine, you're great. I hope everything goes super smoothly. And I think that letter is a beautiful idea.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for your help, guys.
Good luck. Our pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you tell it how it's annoying that it's changing your body.
This text. Why doesn't she give the parents a three-way and put a lot of dimples on it? That is inappropriate.
Oh, that's possible.
You know, we're only doing appropriate and possible answers.
Well, I mean, that's only inappropriate if they're not into it.
I still can't get past saying a picture of a cooter. That's making me giggle over here.
Like, she's sending that, right, for sure. Yeah. She didn't say no.
I
just
so.
See the little, yeah. like, welcome home or bless this mess sign hanging from her little Audi belly button.
Oh, yeah, with a little tattered wire.
Uh-huh. Baby's first home.
Looks like it got ran over by a car tire, the belly button at that point.
It's so bad. That's
a rough go. It's amazing it bounces back.
It does. It does bounce back. It just goes right back in there.
That whole process from the moment, like, that a woman gets pregnant where all of a sudden the female body says, well, I think we're having a baby in 9 months. Actually, the female body probably says, we're having a baby in 9 months. Hey, let's start loosening your joints. Here's too much chondroitin or whatever it is. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, my knee popped out.
Yeah.
It's amazing that starts happening so quickly.
Let's move all your organs to your backside.
It's going to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Riley's in Tennessee. Hi, Riley. You have a very unique gifting situation. Will you walk us through what it is?
Yep. So my wife and I had decided that we're maybe not necessarily going to get each other gifts this year. You know, we recently bought a house, and we kind of just wanted to focus on our kids.
Okay.
But I also am not ignorant, and I know that I should probably still get her at least something.
Yes. You
know, so maybe something a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Just kind of wanting a few ideas to see what y'all can come up with.
Okay. I think so. You bought a house. You're saving some money. And you said no gifts,
correct.
But that never feels right. I've been in those no gift pledges, and it just doesn't feel right. You want them to have something. What about
correct
things? How many kids do you have?
I've got two.
And their ages are, Riley, how old? Young?
Actually, my oldest will be 3 tomorrow, and my youngest is about 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She needs, like, gift certificates from you for an afternoon alone. And
right.
A quiet bath or mm-hmm. a night's sleep where you're the one who gets up every time. Or maybe you already do that. Or, you know, if right. you want to get like a spa day or something. But she needs like coddled mother stuff that she will really
right.
appreciate and you could do for not much money. That's
yeah.
my guess.
And you said you were getting or building a new home. Is that what you said?
Well, we just recently bought a new home.
Bought
so.
It. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Hands and feet in cement. Like a 1 foot by 1 foot, give that to her, and then you put it in like near the sidewalk somewhere.
Oh, that's cute.
Ooh,
that's really right. cute.
That's a good idea.
That's really
I
cute.
Know,
especially those little baby hands. Oh,
yes, yeah. There are like places like where they'll do it in plaster, and you could paint it and.
I love that.
Yeah, you could do it like that too. You can paint it, fire it, like pottery, and then you hang it on the wall.
Yeah,
you can do that mm-hmm. too. But yeah, if you want it to be associated with the home, it's like, oh, it's a home gift kind of.
That's so cute. Even if I moved into a house after a family had done that, I'd keep that there because I think it's so cute.
Oh
well, the nice thing.
Did you paint over somebody's free beer?
No, they left it, and I threw it away. I'm like, not my kid. Don't care about that aunt.
Oh no, if it's plaster, I'm throwing it away. I'm saying if it's in the concrete, I'm gonna keep it there and be like, what a sweet little family.
But that's the nice thing about doing it, like in my mind anyway, is if you do it like on a 1 foot by 1 foot piece of concrete or whatever.
Yeah.
If you move, you can take it
true.
With you.
True. Yeah. You could put it in your garden.
If you put it into like a full driveway,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, it's going to live there
yeah.
forever.
I had
but,
Henry's yeah. Handprint and his name was in where we had the garage moved at our last house. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I didn't think I could cut that out and take it with me because then
true.
You couldn't get into the garage door yeah. without going through a, mm-hmm. a pothole.
I mean, so, if it's not on
that's
the buyer's,
idea,
if it's not on the buyer's agreement, you
yeah.
can still go get it now.
That's true. That's
I
true.
Also, Riley, I wonder, yeah. does she have a close group of like girlfriends nearby that she gets to see or did before babies?
I mean, yeah, a couple here and there, but not really.
Oh, I was going to say maybe reach out to them and say, hey, look, I'm going to give my wife a full day with you guys. And right. like, I've got a brunch, you know, reservation set up here. You guys take her for the day. I've got spa, medicure, pedicure, whatever, you know, set up, something like that where she can go off for the whole yeah. day. Maybe.
Boy, so many people are suggesting tie a bow around your wiener. I just don't think that's what a busy mom wants.
No, that's not. That's yeah, that's not what she wants is a nice photo book of
right.
of several different pictures of your penis wearing different little hats.
Yes.
Oh, like a themed calendar. Like,
yes.
In January, like, it's skiing.
Yeah, yeah.
Googly eyes would be kind of unique.
Yeah.
February, it looks like Cupid.
A top hat,
yes.
a
but
sombrero.
It's not shooting arrows.
Like one of those little hats that look like Mickey Mouse ears that, you know, bullfighters wear.
Yes. Find a miniature yeah. scarf for December.
All right.
Yeah,
something
oh,
like that.
Riley, there you yeah, go. I two think. For two today.
Sounds great. Right, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck. Congrats on the house and the little boy's birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. This text is about Catherine, the woman that was up first, who is currently a surrogate. It says, that woman is an angel. She doesn't need to do anything. My wife and I used a surrogate ourselves for our son, and she doesn't need to do anything. She is already giving the couple the most amazing gift. But Kelly's idea is absolutely perfect, too.
Yeah,
there you go.
I think so,
your
too.
Baby.
I mean,
that is a
she
pretty amazing gift.
But she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
She wants
She
to.
Seemed like a pretty good person,
yeah.
that Catherine.
Being a surrogate, that's yeah. crazy.
Yep. All right. Round two, Free Beer and Hot Wings Gift Council. I think we're doing pretty good.
So far.
Been some good ideas and some really good ideas. Right. No bad ideas. Despite what that mean lady Catherine said to me. That's next.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.